Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful. So many parents are asking how to help their young children learn empathy and kindness, and I want you to know, this question alone shows what a caring, thoughtful parent you are. If you're wondering how to help your 3 or 4 year old care about others' feelings and be kind, you're in exactly the right place. Let's talk about this together. Because what I'm about to share might just change how you see your child's developing heart. First, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. Your child is right on track. Between ages 3 and 4, children are in one of the most important windows for learning empathy. Their little hearts and minds are actively growing the capacity to understand that other people have feelings too. This is huge. This is beautiful. And it's happening right now, even if you can't always see it yet. Here's something the magic book taught me that research confirms. Empathy isn't something children either have or don't have. It's a skill that develops in layers, like a flower blooming petal by petal. At 3 and 4 years old, your child is developing 3 different kinds of empathy all at once. There's affective empathy, which means feeling what someone else feels. When your child sees another child crying and their own face gets sad, that's affective empathy beginning to bloom. There's cognitive empathy, which means understanding why someone feels a certain way. And there's behavioral empathy, which means knowing how to respond with kindness when someone needs help. Now, research from child development experts shows us something wonderful. These 3 types of empathy grow at different rates, and that's completely normal. Some children might feel others' emotions very deeply, but not yet know how to help. Other children might understand that someone is sad, but not feel it as strongly themselves. Every child's empathy develops in their own unique way, and that's exactly as it should be. Dr. Pauline Simon and Dr. Natalie Nader-Grosbois studied hundreds of preschoolers and found that empathy skills improve naturally with age during these precious years. But here's the really exciting part. When parents like you provide warm, consistent support and model empathetic behavior, children's empathy grows even more beautifully. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that children learn empathy primarily through 1 powerful method: watching you. When you demonstrate warm, respectful behavior consistently, when you validate feelings, when you show interest in how others are doing, your child is learning empathy in the most natural way possible. So what does this mean for you, right now, today? It means you don't have to teach empathy through lectures or force your child to say sorry when they don't mean it yet. Instead, you get to model it. You get to be the warm, caring presence that shows your child what empathy looks like in action. Here are some beautiful ways to nurture your child's growing capacity for empathy and kindness. First, name emotions out loud. When you see someone who looks sad, you might say, "That person looks sad. I wonder if they're okay." When your child is upset, you might say, "I can see you're feeling frustrated right now, and that's okay." This helps your child learn the language of feelings. Second, validate your child's own emotions first. Research shows that children who feel understood are better able to understand others. When your child is having big feelings, get down to their level, look in their eyes, and let them know you see them. You might say, "You're really disappointed that we have to leave the park. I understand. That's hard." Third, point out kind actions when you see them. Not with big praise that feels overwhelming, but with gentle noticing. You might say, "You gave your friend a turn with the toy. That was kind. You helped them feel happy." This helps your child connect their actions to the good feelings kindness creates. Fourth, read stories together that show characters caring about each other's feelings. Stories are such powerful teachers because children can practice empathy in a safe, gentle way. They can wonder how a character feels, imagine what they might need, and see kindness in action. And this brings me to something really special. In the book of Inara, we have a story called The Heart Compass Playground. In this story, Eily and Igor discover a magical practice arena where their hearts actually glow when they make kind choices. Rainbow paths appear to guide them toward friendship and understanding. What I love about this story is how it shows children that caring about others' feelings creates something beautiful inside themselves. When Eily and Igor notice how their friends are feeling and respond with kindness, they can see and feel the magic that empathy creates. It's not about being perfect or always knowing what to do. It's about noticing, caring, and trying. After you read this story with your child, you might ask them, "Did you ever notice your heart feeling warm and glowy when you were kind to someone?" This helps them connect their own experiences to the story's magic. You might also say, "I wonder what kind choice we could make today that would make our hearts glow." Now, I want to address something important. Sometimes parents worry that their 3 or 4 year old isn't showing enough empathy yet. Maybe they don't seem to care when another child is crying. Maybe they have trouble sharing or taking turns. Maybe they say things that sound unkind. If this is you, please hear me. Your child is learning. At 3 and 4, children are just beginning to understand that other people have different thoughts and feelings than they do. This is called theory of mind, and it's still developing. Your child isn't being selfish or mean. They're learning one of the most complex skills humans ever master. Doctor. Kimberly Schoner-Trichel's research shows that children this age can absolutely learn and practice empathy through gentle, structured support. But it takes time. It takes patience. It takes you being their safe place to practice, even when they get it wrong. Every small moment of kindness is a victory worth celebrating. Every time your child notices someone else's feelings, even if they don't know how to respond yet, that's growth. Every time they try to help, even if it's not quite what was needed, that's their empathy blooming. The magic book whispers this truth. Empathy grows in the soil of connection. When your child feels deeply connected to you, when they experience your warmth and understanding, they learn what it feels like to be cared for. And from that experience, they learn how to care for others. So be patient with your little one. Be patient with yourself. You're not trying to create a perfectly empathetic child by age 4. You're planting seeds. You're watering a garden that will bloom for years to come. Keep modeling kindness. Keep naming feelings. Keep reading stories that show caring in action. Keep being the warm, loving presence your child needs. And trust that every day, in ways you might not even see, your child's capacity for empathy and kindness is growing. The Book of Inara is here to help you on this journey. Stories like the Heart Compass Playground give you and your child a shared language for talking about feelings, kindness, and caring. They make empathy feel magical and possible. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. You're raising a child who will grow up knowing how to care about others' feelings. You're nurturing a heart that will make the world more kind. And that is truly beautiful. With love and starlight, Inara.